This is the TriDot Podcast. TriDot uses your training data and genetic profile combined with predictive analytics and artificial intelligence to optimize your training, giving you better results in less time with fewer injuries. Our podcast is here to educate, inspire, and entertain. We'll talk all things triathlon with expert coaches and special guests. Join the conversation and let's improve together.
Big episode of the TriDot Podcast today. Thanks so much for joining us. I have two of triathlon's most influential CEOs with me, and we will be talking all about the new partnership between Ironman and TriDot, with both companies working together to improve the athlete experience in preparing for races. You guessed it, my first guest is Andrew Messick, the Chief Executive Officer of the World Triathlon Corporation. Andrew joined Ironman in 2011, and his leadership has contributed to the growth of our sport and the global expansion of Ironman. He's an experienced road cyclist, mountain biker, and marathoner. He is also a three-time Ironman finisher himself, who has also qualified for and raced in the Ironman 70.3 World Championships. Andrew, welcome to the TriDot Podcast.
Oh, thanks, Andrew. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm super curious, Andrew, when you raced the Ironman 70.3 World Championship, what location was it? What was the venue for that one?
That was in Clearwater. I qualified.
Really?
I qualified in Cancun.
Okay.
And then raced Clearwater in 2006.
Very cool. I grew up in Lakeland, Florida, so we went to Clearwater all the time. I had no idea 70.3 Worlds was there ever, so I learned something already.
I PB'd by 12 minutes and still came in 100th in my age group.
I believe it. I absolutely believe that. I would be well worse in my age group if I made that race. My second guest today is TriDot founder and CEO Jeff Boer. Jeff was the chief architect behind TriDot's training optimization technology, and he continues to pioneer in endurance sports tech. And he is a four-time Ironman finisher who has coached dozens of professional triathletes and national champions, as well as hundreds of age groupers to podiums and PRs since he began coaching in 2003. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I'm super excited. This is a fun one. Just a privilege to be on here with Andrew.
Andrew. Yeah, the Andrews. I am Andrew, the average triathlete, voice of the people, and captain of the middle of the pack. As always, we'll roll through our warm-up question, settle in for our main set conversation, and then wind things down with our cool-down tip of the week. Lots of good stuff. Let's get to it.
Time to warm up. Let's get moving.
There are few joys that compare to the elation of riding your bike on a nice road on a nice day in a super nice location. And from oceanside winding roads to up and down mountain passes and everything in between, there are plenty of top-tier roads that belong on a triathlete's I want to bike ride there bucket list. Andrew, Jeff, as our TriDot Podcast warm-up question of the day, if you could hop off this podcast recording and go ride your bike on any road in the world, where would you most want to ride? Jeff Boer, over to you first.
Yeah, sure. This has changed for me in the past 12 months. Well, these past 3 months, probably. When we were in Nice, seeing that bike course, that was so amazing and epic. I didn't get to ride it while I was there.
I was so
busy with other things, but
yeah,
it was beautiful. I heard about it. I saw some of the footage of it, and I have to do that. Bucket list for sure.
Yep. Next time you travel there, if you want to borrow my bike travel bag, I will gladly let you take your bike so you can experience that top-tier selection. I know our TriDot athletes who have already qualified for Nice are very packing their bags, booking their tickets, and very excited to go race there again. We've heard a lot of great buzz about that course. Andrew Messick, for you, if you could go ride your bike anywhere in the world after this podcast recording, where are you going?
Well, I'd like to say Santa Barbara County because I live there and I grew up there. But I think the Alps is really the best place. And in particular, just outside of Zell am See in Austria, the roads are fantastic. We had the 70.3 World Championship there in 2015. And those beautiful climbs, the beautiful descents, the quality of the roads, just perfect.
Yeah, that's great to have your personal endorsement of that. That is a race on my short list to travel overseas and do. I would love to do that race. Longtime listeners of our podcast know I love a good racecation, Andrew. I love traveling for a race, and that one is on my short list, so good to have your endorsement of it. This pick for me, our own personal staff member, Tried Out Podcast regular, Dr. BJ Leeper, has talked up the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park in Montana. It's a road that just winds you through Glacier National Park, through the countryside, up and down some of the mountains, and wild scenery, beautiful, beautiful, stunning stuff. And probably more helpful, that road is actually closed to vehicle traffic a certain portion of the summer. And so it's a big spot for cyclists to get out there on their bikes and not worry about cars and go enjoy that road. It's 49.71 miles, which is like my ideal distance and duration for a bike ride. After about 49.71 miles, I'm ready to get my butt off of a saddle. So that is the pick for me. Guys, we're going to throw this question out to you, our audience, like we always do. Make sure you're a part of the I Am Tridot Facebook group, where every single Monday when the new podcast episode drops, I pose the warm-up question to you, our audience. Can't wait to see what you have to say on this one. If you could ride your bike anywhere in the world, any stretch of road, where are you going for a ride? Let us know.
On to the main set. Going in 3, 2, 1.
Tridot Pool School is the best way for triathletes to learn proper swim form. The Tridot coaching team spent years on the pool deck crafting functional freestyle, and it has already helped hundreds of triathletes improve their swim by an average of 12%. As soon as an athlete registers for Tridot Pool School, they are given access to the Tridot Academy, where a series of dry land exercises help build crucial muscle memory long before the in-person weekend. The weekend workshop is an engaging blend of instruction, demonstrations, and drills, with frequent breaks to rest and reflect. You'll be grouped with swimmers of similar ability and taught step-by-step how to turn your muscle memory into full-stroke swimming that's smooth and fast. Tridot Pool School is for everyone. We've had entry-level triathletes, back-of-the-packers, mid-packers, some elite age groupers, and even a couple of pro triathletes attend. Ready to jump in? There are pool schools available all over the country and around the world. Head to tridot.com/pool-school and sign up today. I basically have been wearing some form of a Tridot hat and Ironman shirt, or vice versa, every day since the Tridot and Ironman partnership was announced. Today I'm doing a Tridot polo and an Ironman Kona hat. That was my souvenir from Kona. As an athlete, I love both of these brands. I have plenty of merch with each logo. So yeah, thrilled to have the Ironman and Tridot CEOs with me to talk about the future of triathlon training and racing. Now, Andrew, you were a triathlete yourself well before you became CEO of the World Triathlon Corporation. You are a three-time Ironman finisher. And like we talked about, you raced the Ironman 70.3 World Championships in Clearwater. From your time as an athlete, what was your most meaningful or memorable moment on the Ironman race course?
I think I'm not uncommon in that my first Ironman finish, you know, which was in Penticton, British Columbia at Ironman Canada in 2005, has a real special resonance, because like for a lot of athletes, when you sign up for an Ironman, when you train for an Ironman, when you go get on the start line of an Ironman, you are throwing yourself into the unknown in a way that a year or 18 months before you'd never even contemplated. And so to fight my way through that race, I had some health issues. I had broken my arm the prior week. The week before. Yeah, the week before.
Wow.
So the swim was uncomfortable. But sure. But you know, to sort of fight my way through that race and get to the finish line, I think is a really meaningful moment, because like in every Ironman and for every athlete, you fight your way and you have to problem solve your way through a long day. And so I think that particular one stands out.
Yeah, we go to the races all the time and support our Tridot athletes. And I'm always reminded, Andrew, how even for our veterans, even for our 12, 13, 20-time Ironman, you know, when they toe the line at another race, that finish line is never guaranteed, right? You always have to work hard for it. You always have to battle through the event to get through it, to get to it. It's part of what makes it such a rewarding journey. So I had no idea that was in your background of your first race. So congrats a couple years late on a belated congratulations on finishing that race. What were your other two after Penticton?
I did Ironman Lake Placid the year after that. Then I did Tremblant in 12. And then actually I've done four. I did Placid again in 2018.
Well, then you, sir, need to update your bio on the Ironman website because it still says three. You're shortchanging yourself, Andrew Messick. Shortchanging yourself. I've just got the one, personally. Now, Andrew, you transitioned from age group triathlete to CEO in 2011. And in your post at the helm of Ironman, you have seen just remarkable growth in the sport. You've seen some really cool changes and evolutions for the sport and the way we go to the races and conquer the races. From your time as CEO, what milestone for the Ironman group are you the most proud of?
Well, I think we've done a lot to make Ironman more accessible to athletes around the world. And part of that has been an expansion of the number of races. And we put under my watch, a lot more races in Asia, a lot more races in the Middle East, a lot more races in Eastern Europe, a lot more races in Latin America. And we've seen the triathlon community in all of those places grow dramatically. And now when you go to one of our world championships, it is a dramatically more global event. You hear more languages, you see teams of people from literally all over the world. And that's really rewarding and really satisfying to see what started as this very unique, specific thing in 1978 in Hawaii turn into truly a global phenomenon. And I think that the team has done a lot to make Ironman and Ironman 70.3 races available to athletes closer to where they live. We've done a lot over the years in trying to help our athletes be prepared for their races and to make our races as good as we can and as safe as we can. And that journey is really, the continuation of that journey is really what brings us here today. How do we make our races better and how do we help our athletes have their best day? But I think that really, if I was going to summarize one thing that I think we've done really well, it's we've looked after our athletes and made Ironman and Ironman 70.3 races available all over the world for them.
Yeah, and it's on display when you go to the World Championships, that you go to the Parade of Nations, and just the number of countries represented is staggering. It's beautiful to see, frankly. You go to the Welcome Banquet, and on the screen, kind of before the Welcome Banquet starts, they'll kind of highlight which countries have how many participants. And yeah, very cool to just, as an athlete, when you're out on the course, when you race in other countries, just hearing different languages, seeing the country flag of that athlete on their bib at certain races, very, very cool. And so very cool to hear that that's your personal reflection from your time as CEO. Now, Jeff, for you, I mean, we have a couple times on the podcast reflected on your own racing career, but a lot of that was something like 200 episodes ago. So in a conversation about how Tridot and Ironman are working together to shape the future of triathlon training, just for some context on your own personal journey with the sport, can you kind of give us the backstory, your origin story as a triathlete, from ordinary triathlete to triathlete obsessed with optimizing training?
Yeah, well, I got started in the sport of sprint triathlon 22 years ago. Loved it. I'd always been athletics, doing all this stuff, but now, a young 30-something dad. And actually, Andrew's story was great. They make Ironman accessible to everyone all over the world. My origin story is a little bit more selfish than that. I wanted to make it more accessible to me. I wanted to be competitive, but not have to train as much as everyone else seemed to be training. These number of hours, I was really competitive. And so it really just started for my background, engineering, information technology, putting together a system or a way that I could train better and just learning. I loved it. I loved the sport. I loved everything about the sport. And so just the science of that physiology and using data to do that. And it took several years before it really had an application beyond just me. People started hearing what I was doing and training buddies started using the training, and the group grew from dozens to hundreds to you know, one thing led to another. And then here we are many, many years later, I get the kind of the, I don't know, philanthropic more, not philanthropic, but the idea and the concept where I can share this with a lot more people, other coaches, other athletes, and make it more accessible in a training way where you can go perform well, stay injured, stay injury free, and be able to live this lifestyle as a triathlete. And it could be still be a extreme event, but it doesn't have to be excessive, where it can be this epic, huge thing, but it doesn't have to be an excess where you have to give up everything else. So maybe approaching it a little different way than Andrew, but, you know, bringing that, making that high performance possible while you still, you know, maintain the rest of your life.
So Jeff, now that we know Andrew is a four-time Ironman finisher, you guys have something additional in common because you are a four-time Ironman finisher. Is that correct?
I am. Same, and I did one of them twice.
Nice.
So, very similar. I did Arizona twice.
So. Is your kind of best, most meaningful memory also your first full-distance Ironman finish?
It is funny. I was like smiling when Andrew was talking. I actually crashed my bike and broke a couple ribs about 5 weeks before.
Wow.
And so I was out of it. I couldn't run
it together,
all
guys.
For several weeks. And so it was literally one of those where it's up to the day. If I get my long run of at least 18 miles on this week, I'll go for it. Otherwise, I'm not going to be prepared. And I ended up doing it. And I did okay around 12 hours on the first one. Coeur d'Alene. Beautiful. Again, a beautiful course. Loved it. It's just kind of sobering. You look around and go, oh, yeah, I'm racing. I got to, you know, such beautiful scenery. So, it was a great experience. That was 2007.
Yeah, my first Ironman event was half Ironman New Zealand. And a unique thing about that race, and Andrew knows this, is the half and the full run on the same day. And so I finished the half. I was absolutely wiped, went back to the hotel, took a nap. My wife and I got some dinner, and then we went back to the finish line and watched the full distance athletes come across the finish. And it was so cool. I remember where I was standing there in Taupo, New Zealand, in the field. By the finish line, you're watching athlete after athlete come through, and just the look on their faces, you could tell that the finish line experience they were having was just one step deeper, one step more fulfilling, one step more meaningful than what I had experienced, which had plenty of emotions 6 hours prior, and that was kind of like the man, I've got to do one of these, I've got to circle back and do a full, and so it makes sense to me that for both of you, your first full distance Ironman triathlon is that meaningful moment for you. So we all know that properly preparing for an Ironman event is a crucial part of having a good day out on the course. And so, Andrew, when it comes to empowering Ironman athletes with the right tools to get ready for race day, what made TriDot the perfect partner for Ironman?
Let me start by going all the way to the beginning, which was, you know, one of the things that I put a very serious emphasis on over my tenure at Ironman is the experience of our athletes. And when you're talking, you know, to people within our company, you hear the term athlete experience a lot. And that athlete experience operationally is defined by swim safety assets, by athlete food, by, you know, the number of volunteers, by, you know, all of the, you know, the amount of ice on the run course, all of those sort of physical touch points. But athlete experience and creating a great experience for our athletes is really quite a bit broader than that. And we've known for a long time that one of the ways for athletes to have a great day is for them to be fully prepared when they get to the start line and to be as ready as they can be. And that if they're as ready as they can be, they're more likely to have a good day. They're more likely to fulfill their goals. They're more likely to walk away from the experience feeling as positive as they can be. And one of the unsolved problems that we've had for the first dozen years of my tenure is how do we help our athletes in that journey? And so as we've evolved and gotten to know Jeff and the TriDot team better, we realized that really there is a critical athlete experience role around the preparation of our athletes, around making sure that they are as ready as they can be, that they have done it in a way that is as balanced as it can be, and that the racing and the training isn't putting undue stress on other aspects of their lives because all of us are balancing all the time.
Yeah.
And really, we felt that this partnership has the potential to take a really enormous step forward in terms of how our athletes prepare themselves so that when they get to the start line, they are as balanced, as squared away as they can be, and have the highest likelihood of achieving their goals when they race. And that like fits very well with sort of our true north of great experiences for our athletes.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a great true north. And it, as an athlete, when you show up to the races, it absolutely shows how athlete experience focused Ironman is, because the experience from start to finish is top notch the entire way through the process. And I know TriDot is very excited to be a part of that moving forward. And I will tell you, both of you guys, though, I think another thing besides just being prepared and trained correctly, another thing that really helps you have a great day on course is not breaking bones going into the race. for both of you, was your second Ironman a little bit easier without a broken arm, Andrew?
It was. My swim time was quite substantially faster.
A little different. Man, I got so much better. Man, my training is going great.
I could swim in a straight line.
Yeah. So when this partnership was announced, there was all sorts of buzz on social media and just in the triathlon sphere. And there was something that Mike Riley posted that I absolutely loved. He posted on Instagram talking about this partnership. He has ties to both of our brands. And he said something along the lines of Ironman and TriDot fitting together as perfectly as two companies possibly could. It works so well because training just goes so hand in hand with racing. And we are experts in training. Ironman is experts in putting on a great race experience. I'm curious from the two of you, since the news went out, what comments and feedback have you guys seen and taken note of from the triathlon industry?
Well, I'll start. I've seen just quite a bit of positive stuff. We're just so excited. I think as a more innovative pioneer in the technology space, there's a lot of coaches and athletes over the years who have kind of stepped out into something bold and different and embraced change and been a part of that change, contributed to our technology, to so many things that we're doing and building. And so it's very gratifying. I mean, it feels like a team celebration, athletes, ambassadors, coaches, so many people are just, jumping up and down excited, having invested so much in our community and our technology, and to be able to share that, bring that to more people. It's just been a great celebration.
Yeah. And we certainly see what a lot of our current athletes and our current coaches are saying and feeling. Andrew, you guys have touch points with so many different brands and athletes, kind of aside from TriDot. What's kind of the buzz and the reaction that you guys have seen?
I think it's very positive. And it's very positive because I think it shows our commitment to putting the best tools and the best types of products in front of our athletes to give them their best chance to have their best day. And so I think that there's a role for us to play in the helping our athletes succeed part of their journey. And we want to play, and we want to play there, and we want to be more active in how do you make your athletes succeed and make them successful?
So since this announcement went out, I think a big question I've seen from athletes in the community is what both TriDot and non-TriDot is what does this partnership mean for athletes? So guys, what tools and what resources, what will athletes start to see based on this partnership? Jeff?
Yeah, several things. We've contemplated quite a bit, have several things already working with more content, more educational content, inspirational content, venue-specific content in the app, kind of on a just-in-time basis as you're training and preparing. There's a lot more that we can do collaboratively with coaches and pool school and bringing that to more people as we have the scale. We're able to offer it closer in more communities, so it makes it easier, more accessible to learn how to swim, swimming being a big barrier for athletes. And there's just a lot of things beyond that. We've had many things that we've been talking about leading up to the announcement, but it's been so exciting to work with the team more there at Ironman, and they have so many other ideas, and it just feels like there's an endless number of things, like Andrew mentioned, just them, producing the races, but want to be in a part of that preparation. There's so many things that they see, their team sees and has experienced that we can learn from and bring. And so we're excited to bring our ideas and things that we can do and figure out how to, put the best of all that together just for that ultimate experience.
Yeah, Andrew, from just the Ironman group side, you know, as you look at this partnership, you know, what are you hoping that athletes tangibly see and tangibly benefit from out of this partnership?
Well, I mean, I think there's two broad categories where I think we have real potential. One of them, as we think about pool schools and the whole swim side of the partnership, you know, the gating, one of the major gating issues in the sport of triathlon is swimming. And to the extent that we can collectively de-stress the swim even more and find ways where people can gain more comfort, that they can take this leap and go from being a cyclist or a runner and be a triathlete, and that the swimming part is just a little more straightforward, a little less scary, that people can say, like, I know what to do to get myself ready to be able to handle an open water swim in a triathlon. I think that part, you know, helps bring more people into the sport, and we're hopeful about that. The second thing really relates to a lot of the technology that Jeff and his team have developed around training smarter, not harder. And again, one of the things that we hear from our, in particular, Ironman athletes, is that they have discomfort around how much they need to train in order to feel prepared for a race, especially a full distance Ironman. And to the extent that we can help our athletes find ways to be able to train more efficiently and to be able to get the training benefits without necessarily all of the hours, we think it's more likely that people will stay in the lifestyle and that they will find that they're not having to make, you know, unmanageable trade-offs between work and family, the rest of their personal lives, and racing. And if we're able to do that, you know, people are going to stick around. So, you know, part of this is, you know, helping to expand the funnel. Part of this is keeping people, like, in our ecosystem longer. And we're really quite optimistic about both of them.
Yeah, healthy athletes are happy athletes, right? And that's certainly been the case for me. I'm always happiest when I'm healthiest, and Tridot has certainly helped with that over my own triathlon journey. I'm curious for you, Andrew, when you were racing Ironman distance races, like, what did your own training look like? Like, what were you doing in your swim, bike, and run to prepare for those races?
You know, I trained 20 hours a week.
Wow.
And it killed me. You know, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I went to sleep at 9 o'clock. We had no friends. We never went out to dinner. You know, you know, we never went anywhere on the weekend because, you know, I did my 5 hour bike ride on Saturday and I did my, you know, 14 mile run on Sunday. And the training and the preparation sort of blotted out the sun. And as I've gotten older, like, I've learned how to be really quite race fit in less than half of that amount of time.
Yeah.
And to the extent that we can help people with that, I think the benefits are really profound.
Jeff, for you, something I know you've shared before is just kind of, you were the original Tridot athlete. You know, you started all this because you were motivated to improve and optimize your own training. You know, so from when you first started racing in the sport and you kind of refined it, studied, you learned, what did your own evolution in your personal training look like that led to the founding of Tridot?
It was just, I mean, being the guinea pig, but having, you know, training partners that were working with me was kind of fun. I've never trained more than 12 hours in a week ever. So that was kind of a hard line for me. Just wanting to do well, wanting to compete, and, you know, short course is super easy. I could go out any given day and do, you know, for me, just as good as I wanted to do, and continue to PR and continue to get faster. One of the things that really appealed to me in the sport was, if you train right and well, you can keep getting faster and faster on into your late 50s and even late 60s, depending on that. So we have many, many athletes that are late 60s that are faster than when they were in their 40s. And there's not many sports where you can do that. I know, you know, corporate, you know, softball teams or, you know, different things. You start pulling muscles, you start getting hurt, and you can't keep up with the young guys or gals. But in this sport, if you train right and well and you're disciplined and consistent and you're doing the right training right, you can just keep getting better. And so I really liked that aspect of it, being able to get, you know, into the 40s and 50s and being able to do well and keep getting better. There's a psychology to that where you don't get older and you start to feel like you're just getting slower. You can kind of, we have a lot of athletes. I've heard a great way of phrasing it. One of our athletes is late 50s, and he goes, I just love Tri Dot because my performance improvement is outpacing my aging.
Wow.
So he's getting faster. He's getting older. And it was just really cool. The way he said it, just the smile, he goes, I've never had that. And he goes, I've been, you know, he's, I guess, a year and a half using Tri Dot, he and his girlfriend as well. And both of them, longest time they've ever been injury free. And he goes, it's just awesome. We just keep doing the sport we love. We don't have to take time off. We don't have to rehab and all these things. So that was it for me, just being able to kind of set that hard limit and then pushing against that and trying to get more and more and more efficient and then delivering that same thing for training partners, friends. And then as the family grew, we just expanded it.
And I'll tell you, Jeff, I'm 35 at the time of this podcast recording. I've done one 140.6 mile full distance Ironman race and you know, hope to have another one in the future. And so just hearing those stories and knowing that my best personal days of racing should be ahead of me if I keep doing the right training right is really encouraging for me to hear as a 35-year-old hoping to do this sport for years and years and years to come. Jeff, something I've seen asked on social media, there's obviously in this partnership, we would love for more athletes to find Tri Dot, start training with Tri Dot and jump into our community. But for the athletes already there, for the athletes already doing the training, already established, plugged into our community, are there any changes or anything new coming down the pipeline that they should be expecting or get excited about?
I already mentioned a few things with the content and the preparation components. There's a lot I get excited about just anytime a company, a software company, especially as you scale and reach bigger and bigger audiences, you're able to grow your bandwidth. And so your roadmap accelerates. And so there's so many things in our backlog of features and different angles, even on the efficiency of the training that we're just so excited about. I don't want to tease that to set any expectations yet, but we know exactly what they are. I have actually right after this podcast, a meeting on roadmap prioritization. So that's one of the things that's been super exciting. We have a bunch of things that we're going to be able to do and get to faster for the athletes. So yeah, that's what I'm most excited about.
I want to move on to triathlon coaching a little bit, because it's one thing with Tri Dot is we Tri Dot and Ironman both. We believe in coaches. We believe in the power and effectiveness of coaches. We want to empower coaches to coach their athletes as effectively as possible. That's part of athletes having a great day at the races, is having a good coach in their corner. So what does this partnership mean for triathlon coaches? Andrew?
I think it's really positive. You know, we, like a lot of our athletes use coaches. They use them around the world. And our belief is that coaches in general make you perform better. And you see that in sports. You see that, you know, when you look at elite athletes, I mean, does any elite athlete say, well, I'm now good enough so that I don't need a coach? That's something you never hear. And so connecting our athletes with people who can help them improve their performance really matters. And again, to be able to link that with tools and technology that enable those coaches to be as good as they can possibly be is a giant step forward for us.
Yeah, as an athlete, I mean, you can use Tri Dot training with or without a coach. And for me personally, when I found Tri Dot, it was partially because I wanted a coach, but at the time of my life, I couldn't afford the price tag that usually comes with proper coaching. And I will say, triathlon coaches, they do a lot for you. They deserve the rate that they charge. Absolutely. I just, at that time of my life, I couldn't afford it. And so I found Tri Dot, and the training is phenomenal. It's amazing. I was getting faster. I was getting fitter. I was staying healthy. And over time, I was able to add a Tri Dot coach to my in my corner. And it definitely, the baseline of the training is still there. The same great optimized training is still helping me each and every day when I fire up the app and do my training. But just having a coach to keep me accountable, bounce ideas off of, talk me through my race prep, talk me through how I'm executing certain training sessions has just been invaluable. So Jeff, I know it's something Tri Dot believes in. Can you speak to this as well? What coaches can expect to see with Tri Dot coming in with Ironman?
Yeah, it's a lot more just something that we believe in. We've never not had coaches. When we first got started, it was coaches with the tool, the platform only. It was several years into it when we had a non-coached, when we ever had a non-coached option, and realizing that 85% of the market doesn't hire a coach for whatever reason, budget, whatever, 15%
most triathletes. Yeah. Large majority.
Yeah. And so, but that 15%, even on our own platform here, we have this, you know, AI augmented intelligence engine, that does the technology piece. We still have that same background of our own subscribers, about 15% within a percent or two every year, hire a coach. And what they find is, that the efficiency and the technology, just like, you know, pilots and physicians and mechanics and all of these different professions that have high, you know, high tech tools that they use, whether it's AI or other kinds of technology, they're able to be more efficient, better, deliver higher service to their athletes. And for coaches, that means they have more time to actually coach and do the human side of coaching, working with the, you know, the psychological and emotional, build rapport, relationship. And AI technology will never replace a human in that regard, in the human to human. And that's what athletes value the most. They push their athletes, hold them accountable. And there's just so many different things. And so we've seen so much better productivity results from that coach relationship. A lot of our coaches will keep their athletes a lot longer just because they have that relationship and they can hear things and they're not heads down, not in a spreadsheet or looking through data, doing things that technology was designed to do. So we've seen just so much value in bringing the human side back to that relationship. And coaches, it's more viable. They can build a business. They can scale their business. They can build community of teams and focus more on that when they've kind of had to neglect that just out of necessity in doing the training plans manually.
Yeah, I will say, Jeff, going to a lot of the races for TriDot, we have plenty of TriDot athletes succeed at the Ironman level without having a coach. They're just using the training on their own. But I think it's no coincidence that most of our athletes that do exceptionally well and find themselves on the podium and find themselves qualifying for world championships and find themselves earning their pro cards, more often than not, those athletes have a TriDot coach, a TriDot Ironman certified coach. And I don't think that's by accident. And, I'm excited to see just how many more people can find a quality coach through this partnership myself. So,
I want to point out one thing. You said a TriDot coach, and internally we say a TriDot coach, just a coach that uses TriDot, but coaches, you know, have their own brand, yes, their own teams, yep, their own clubs, their own name, their own pricing, their own everything. We are that platform that they use. We're a tool that they use. So I don't, yes, want that to come across, yep, as in, you know, they're working for us or anything like that. It's not that. It's a collective environment and a community. We work together and collaborate, but all independent, doing their own flair, their own kind of their own vibe in their own communities.
Yeah, and I love it when coach, McKeely Jones, who's an Ironman commentator at the races, Ironman world champion, she is Giddy Up Coaching. Amazing branding, really, really fun kids. I would love to join Giddy Up Coaching just to wear one of McKeely's kits. They're fantastic. And so just seeing how each coach goes about building their business and branding themselves and kind of forming their own athlete community is super fun. And I know Ironman backs that. Ironman is proud of that. And TriDot is happy to be part of it as well. So both of you have already mentioned pool school a number of times. And I want to make sure for our regular listeners already well-versed in what TriDot Pool School is. We have a lot of TriDot ambassadors, TriDot coaches, Ironman athletes who have gone through TriDot Pool School, seen a huge impact on their swim. But because of it, Jeff, for anybody who's coming to this conversation, wanting to hear the two of you talk about the partnership, they're not super familiar with what TriDot Pool School is. Can you just give us an overview of this program and why it's partnering with Ironman and the difference it can make for an athlete?
Absolutely. So super quick overview. A couple years ago, we've noticed forever that the swim is a barrier of entry. It's one of those gating things. Athletes just, even with the 60 million runners and 50 million cyclists, they don't want to come in and suck at the swim. They want to be good. They're competitors. They want to do well. They want to see a path to competence and success. And so we just kind of pulled together, no pun intended, we pulled together our knowledge, came up with a program to teach very efficiently. So there's some at-home study through videos. And so you're learning the muscle memory at home before you come to a weekend. And over the weekend, it's 2 4-hour sessions on a Saturday, Sunday, typically. And the way that we teach it is very innovative. It's a flaw resistant. So you learn a way that you hold and that you don't compensate. It's a ground up approach. So you're not compensation where it's going to go away. And we've just seen huge results on average 12.5% improvement, just across the board. So it's just phenomenal gains. A lot of people have had, you know, separate swim coaches and programs and clinics and worked for years, you know, to drop 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds. So we'll see them drop 20 seconds, in the weekend, and just these staggering results. people in tears, literally shouting in joy. It's just crazy the kind of results that they get and just the breakthrough. And it just makes such for such a better race experience. I've had multiple people come up to me on the Friday before we start and say, literally, Jeff, if I don't get substantially better, I'm quitting the sport of triathlon. I'm out. I'm tired of passing 1,000 people on the bike and run just to miss the podium or just to, you know, whatever. It's frustrating. And they come in, and one of those guys went from a 205 100 pace to a 130 wow. in the weekend. And so that just changes your day. It changes everything. And that's just the starting point. We have all the way down to, you know, 50 second hundreds, athletes coming in and taking 2, 3, 4 seconds off, you know, at all levels. So to be able to bring that consistency and then bring it in an environment where coaches all over can collaborate and work through that methodology. And we just put it on place where local teams of coaches are delivering that. Cities across the U.S. will launch one in Spain. We have going on in London as well. And we'll look to scale that through the coaches, bring that methodology to coaches around the world.
Yeah, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been on deck with the camera, just getting some pictures and video clips and cheering athletes on. I've yet to get in the water myself, and I certainly need to because it's the part for me. You know, I feel great about my run. I feel good about my bike. But if you don't have that background of being a swimmer when you come to triathlon, it takes proper coaching to really get faster. And you can do the workouts, and you can get a little bit faster and a little bit faster. But yeah, these breakthroughs happen when you actually get the form right and when you have somebody really with their eyes on you, helping you get it right. So I'm excited to see more people get in the water. Andrew Messick, can we expect to see you at a Triadop Pool School at any point in time? Are you still planning on racing at all ever yourself again to need to improve your swim?
Well, I'm registered for the Ironman World Championships in October and the 70.3 World Championships in December.
Hey!
So I've got I got work to do.
There we go.
All right, we'll see you there. A couple more questions, guys, in our conversation here. And I just want to say, just personally, you know, working with the team behind the scenes at Ironman has already been a blast. Andrew, I found your team to be incredibly collaborative and positive about the direction that all of this is heading. There's a great deal of talent, passion, and resources on both sides, from Ironman and Tridot, on every single one of our calls. You know, Andrew, Jeff, can you both just speak to the buzz in both offices when it comes to the work that's already being done on some 2024 initiatives between our brands? Andrew, what are people saying in Tampa, Florida about what's coming up with Tridot and Ironman?
I think people are really excited, and they're excited because we have, you know, new tools to be able to help our athletes succeed with. And for an organization that really is hyper-focused on athlete experience and the success of our athletes, being able to have a partner that can materially help that is just super motivating for all of us.
Jeff, on all of our Microsoft Teams work calls, what's the buzz on Team Tridot when it comes to the things we're already working on with this partnership?
Yeah, well, you're there for most of them. Hearing that report out every day, it's just the excitement coming back after the calls and just being so appreciative, I guess, of, you know, the guys at Ironman are just as passionate about this. They care just as much about the athletes. They're just committed to quality, all of those same things. It feels like, you know, kindred spirits. Oh, we're all in this together. And then just the openness, the humility, the being able to work together, listen to each other's ideas and innovate, and the openness to the discussions has just been really invigorating. A lot of energy there, a lot of potential. I know we're just, you know, kind of doing the first steps in the first month or so, but there's just so much more potential out there.
Well, guys, before we sign off on this podcast recording, I just want to compliment you both as an athlete who benefits from how passionate both brands are about the sport. You know, Jeff, working for Tridot, I know firsthand how passionate you are about triathlon and all the athletes who participate at every level, sprint up to Ironman. Andrew, I've heard you speak a number of times at different events and just how deeply you love the sport and how deeply you love the age groupers, how deeply you love the professionals. Lining up, it just shines through every single time you present. So I just want to end today with just a brief reflection from you both. You know, as our companies plan to work together for a long time on improving that athlete experience, what do you hope the triathlon experience looks like for athletes 5 to 10 years from now? Andrew?
I hope that we've taken a step forward in making our athletes feel comfortable about our sport, particularly about comfortable getting in the water,
and
being able to start their race with confidence and with a bit of swagger.
And
that, you know, more of them will say this lifestyle that I'm leading where, you know, fitness is a big part of it, where I'm healthy, I'm chasing ambitious new goals, that I can do that for a long time and still be the parent and spouse and community member that I want to be, that all these things can happen at the same time. And 5 years from now, if we can get there, that'll be awesome.
Jeff Boer, same question to you.
Yeah, I'd jump in exactly the same answer. Is just making that more accessible for those that are in it. And I think even making that common knowledge to people outside the sport that I can do that. That's extreme, but it's not excessive. You know, it's a really cool thing. It's a big epic event, and having them see a pathway and fewer barriers to come in. All the cyclists and runners and people that want that challenge, want that, the variety of workouts. That's one of the things I loved when I first got started. It's something different. Every course is different. You swim, bike, and run. It's never the monotonous same thing, single sport. And so if we can make just the general public know that wants to stay healthy and have an active lifestyle and have just a wonderful community of people that are just, you know, out there setting the ambitious goals and going after them, I think if we can bring that to more people, then, you know, that's a huge success.
So Jeff, Andrew has Ironman number 5 in 2024 on the books with the World Championships. Can we expect to see you at the races anytime soon?
I don't have anything penciled in. My kids are trying to put some pressure on me. I think they want one of those racecations, and they think I'll pay if we all register together. So we'll have something on the schedule before long.
Andrew, what race should the Boer family do a racecation to? What's your personal recommendation?
Well, do we have choices?
Depends
on when you want to do it. We've got some great races in Europe in the summertime. We've got some great races all over the world in the autumn. And we've also got this, you know, if you're thinking family, we've got this little 70.3 World Championship in New Zealand in December. Who doesn't want to go to New Zealand?
Yeah, that's tempting. I think I'm going to be there for sure.
Maybe we'll race on Sunday.
Uh-oh. Is that a
challenge? We're on the same age, but we're at different times.
We can equalize for that. We have the technology. We can take care of that.
Fair enough.
Great set, everyone. Let's cool down.
Well, we always close the show with a coach triathlon tip. Now, we usually bring on a different coach to wow us with some coaching wisdom and insight, but with Andrew Messick on the show today, I thought I would keep him on a little bit longer and see what we can learn from him. So, Andrew, to close out our show today, straight from the CEO's desk, what is one Ironman training or racing tip that you can share with our athletes listening today?
I tell all but the very most experienced people that you should think about the first 4 buoys of the swim as a warm-up.
Wow.
Just don't get stressed. Don't try to catch feet. Get loose. Get your breathing organized. Get warm. And if you want to accelerate after that, feel free. But don't burn any matches early.
Thanks for joining us. Make sure to subscribe and share the TriDot podcast with your triathlon crew. For more great Tri content and community, connect with us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Ready to optimize your training? Head to TriDot.com and start your free trial today. TriDot, the obvious and automatic choice for triathlon training.